Free at last. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Ordinarily, John Boehner's news conferences as speaker were all boilerplate, like there was a circuit board under his shirt. But that is how powerful politicians tend to speak, isn't it? They have to hammer home those talking points every chance they get. But then on Sunday, Boehner sits down with John Dickerson on Face the Nation after announcing he's quitting, and suddenly, he's unplugged from the matrix. He is totally free.
4 days the government runs out of money. Is there going to be a shutdown?
No.
And on the Tea Party members who still think a government shutdown is an act of courage?
Well, are they unrealistic about what can be done in government? That's the assumption.
Absolutely, they're unrealistic. But the Bible says beware of false prophets.
Is Ted Cruz a false prophet?
I'll refer you to my remark at a fundraiser I made in August in Steam Bus Springs, Colorado.
Wednesday, August 26th, he refers to Senator Cruz as a... Come on, I think the kids can take it. He called him a jackass for shutting down the government and trying to make it look like an act of courage.
It's easy to have the courage to do what you can't do, but to have the courage to do what you can do, just go do it.
Boehner was also deeply affected by the Pope's visit and described the moment the Pope took his arm.
And pulled me right into him and said, please pray for me. Who am I? Pray for the Pope.
Yeah.
But I did.
You did.
We've all seen how Washington seems to lobotomize public figures, but Sunday's interview shows the process appears to be completely reversible. All you have to do is quit. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.